in European art history, women were not allowed to train and become artists and were excluded from many institutions. It's only been about 100 years that women have been allowed into these different areas and fields.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Not So Ladylike, where we discuss everything women related, and I'm your host, Janelle Pantlitz. So today I have a very special guest here with me today, Claire Lockhart. Hi, Claire.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. And can you just tell the audience just a bit about yourself?
Well, I am an artist, an educator, I'm Miss Art World South Dakota, and I create a lot of oil paintings that are realistic in that old-fashioned academic sense, but I use that to challenge traditional gender roles while incorporating my sense of humor.
And were you always artistic? Did you know that's what you wanted to do from the jump?
Well, I want my official biography to say that I was born fully formed out of the head of Frida Kahlo. But the truth is, I have worked really hard to learn how to create art. I do not think I have any natural talent whatsoever.
So is this a skill you developed over time?
Oh, definitely. And so it's like painting is very difficult to do.
I know.
And so do you paint at all?
No, I can't even draw a circle.
Well, I have been like that as well, but I like the challenge of creating art. And so that's what really pushed me to learn how to do it and to do it well.
Oh, that's great. And why did you choose oil painting in particular?
I think I chose that because it seemed like the most difficult art practice to do.
Wow.
And once I figured it out, I found that it's a great vehicle to have these arguments with art institutions, like old dead guys really make me feisty. And if I can use their language in order to raise the issues that I see, I think it's more fun that way.
Yeah, for sure. And your platform seems to have a big part of just femininity, especially in your work and your paintings. Can you just tell me more about that?
I think a running theme throughout my work is that I am a person. Mm-hmm. I happen to be a woman, but I am a person. And so I've really leaned into the femininity and feminism aspect within my artwork to make it very apparent and clear to my audience.
And you said, or you mentioned, that you feel like there needs to be more female artists, especially in major museums, displaying their artwork. Why do you think that is necessary?
Well, if art is supposed to be about creativity and opening up your mind to new experiences and perspectives, it's important to have a wide variety of representation with artists. Right now, most museums have a very small demographic of artists on display. And if we open it up, include, you know, some women once in a while, it would allow more conversations to happen, and it would just have a greater impact on making the art world a better place.
No, definitely. And with the number being so small, especially with female artists, why do you think that is? Do you think women don't go into the field as much, or it's just the opportunities are not there for females?
Actually, in the United States, the majority of students who graduate with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree are women, and the jobs and opportunities don't seem to be there. And I think this is a historic tradition, because in European art history, women were not allowed to train and become artists and were excluded from many institutions. It's only been about 100 years that women have been allowed into these different areas and fields. And so we have generations of women just not being present, and that lack of representation is still affecting us negatively today.
Why do you think, or what do you think I should say, needs to happen for there to be an actual change in that number of females, especially in your field or your industry?
Yeah, women are really underrepresented in the arts. And there are so many changes that need to be made. Like, first of all, women need to be included in art curriculum in history. And it didn't include a single woman. And it sold millions of copies. They didn't update it until the late 80s to include a couple token women. And that's really affecting generations even today. And we also need to have curators and directors incorporate more diversity in their exhibitions. But the one action that I do think we can all be empowered to take is to look at the artwork we have in our homes and in our own collections and do a quick survey. So for example, if you have 10 original works of art and you find out that only two of them were made by women, 20% isn't very inclusive. Now, it's actually better than what most major American museums are doing right now, but you can be more mindful, and the next few art purchases you make, seek out people that you haven't seen exhibitions for and try and incorporate some diversity within your own personal collection.
Yeah, no, definitely. Also, on your Instagram, you have that you create artwork to address gender identity and feminism within American culture. How did you even come up with the idea to say, okay, I'm going to actually make my platform that I have about femininity, basically?
Yeah, well, this comes out of years of painting and discussing my work and researching other artists too. And it's a very concise version of bigger artist statements I've had, because if you're on Instagram, you want to be able to connect with your audience and have a very short, concise statement. Yeah. And I've found that if I mention like gender identity and femininity, it's more welcoming to women and non-binary people to see my space as some kind of representation. But I also like having the word feminism purposefully in there, because it kind of prevents, you know, those creepy dudes from trying to send you gross pictures. It scares them away.
Girl power. do you think that being a female, that you need to promote that in your work, like being a female in your industry, like you need to stand for that in general?
Well, in my area, I live in a very rural area in South Dakota, and I don't think there's an external pressure to express femininity or highlight that I'm a woman within my artwork. I think if I painted cows and pastures, I'd be a little more popular. But I use my art to raise awareness of this lack of representation and inclusion of women within the art world, and to critique the history of the way women are treated and objectified in art. For example, the big series I'm working on now are the Brodalesques, where I'll paint like dude bros in their man caves lounging on cushions the way that women had been painted for hundreds of years. And when I do that, it helps people think about like the way women have been treated and objectified within art.
And do you think, or have you seen it where, because of the type of painting you do, has there been any like backlash on your behalf? Or do you feel like that prevented you from some opportunities, or that hasn't happened?
Well, there are limited opportunities kind of where I live because it's more rural. But I have been told in the past that if I wanted to paint nude men, I wouldn't be able to exhibit in my state. And so I push it as far as I can go, because if I don't have an audience, I can't connect with anyone, then I'm not being productive and making progress. And so I guess like a secret with my paintings, if you notice some of the men I paint, they're in khakis a lot. And I kind of use it as coding, is like, hee hee, they're naked.
And on your website, you have that the concept of femininity is vastly complex and absurd. And also it says that there's unnatural expectations of what it is to be feminine, basically. Why do you believe that, basically?
Well, I'm going to answer your question with another question. I'll lead into my answer. But have you ever read Simone de Beauvoir's The Second Sex?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. It's an older book, and she has this great quote in it. She wrote, "One is not born, but rather becomes a woman." And her point is that women, well, when they're girls, are socialized and raised differently than boys. And so becoming a woman is this process, and it's not a natural thing. Like, there's nothing in my DNA that makes me want to put on false eyelashes and teeter around in high heels. And so I enjoy exploring these like cultural expectations and then challenging them. So that really came about with my Feminine Attempts series of paintings. Those are the ones where it looks like Betty Crocker and Betty Page combined. And I was making those paintings to address like the paradox of the expectations of what it is to be a woman. Like, you're supposed to be beautiful and pure and chaste and modest, but you're also supposed to be sexy. And it's like, how do we balance these things?
And that's all the time we have today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Not So Ladylike. Until next week, I'm your host, Janelle Pantlitz. Have yourself a great weekend.